Welcome to Your Encore, a Legacy Leader podcast series. Legacy Leaders is an encore program of the Cleveland Leadership Center. For today's Your Encore episode, we welcome Joy Banish, Executive Director of the Greater Cleveland Volunteers.
Thanks, Claudia, for having me. I appreciate this opportunity to share some information about Greater Cleveland Volunteers and how volunteering can benefit our community as well as volunteers themselves. Greater Cleveland Volunteers is a local nonprofit organization, and we've been serving the community for 50 years. And what our mission is to promote volunteerism and encourage people to give of their time to help those in need in our community. And we do this by partnering with different nonprofit organizations throughout Cuyahoga County, and we recruit volunteers for them based on what they need help with. So we work with about 100 different organizations, and our volunteers can do like a done in a day, one-time project, helping in an event or something like that, help with short-term projects, or become more of an ongoing regular volunteer to help with programs and services that that organization delivers. Many of our volunteers are over age 50, and therefore we're part of the Encore Cleveland Initiative. And we're excited to be part of that work to engage people 50 plus in giving back to our community. We, in addition to finding volunteers for other local organizations, we manage a few volunteer programs directly. And those are the AARP Foundation Experience Corps program, which is a literacy tutoring program. We provide volunteers that do tutoring with students in the Cleveland schools and the Euclid schools. And so that's a great way to give back your time if you're interested, if you love reading and you're interested in helping kids learn to love to read as well. We also have a program that we created over the last few years called the Chat Pals program. And we provide volunteers to be companions or friends to socially isolated older adults. And the volunteers are trained and background checked and then matched with a participant that has similar interests. So they have things in common and they talk by phone or video conference once a week. And the idea is to help the older adult who's living alone feel not so isolated. There's a lot of research that shows that being isolated is detrimental to your health. So that's why we are looking for volunteers to help with this. And it's a great way to make new friends as well. In addition, one of the other programs that we run that focuses on volunteers 55 and older is the National RSVP program. And we run the Cleveland chapter of this national organization that focuses on finding volunteers to help with specific community needs that pretty much occur in every city across the country. So those are things like hunger, housing, helping people find work, helping with disaster services. We do that like through the Red Cross, helping if, you know, a family has a disaster or a fire or a natural disaster. We have volunteers that help with that. We also are focusing in the RSVP program on providing access to healthcare and health education programming. In addition, we do a lot with providing volunteers to tutor youth and adults and also be mentors to young adults or first-time college students. So there's a lot of different opportunities to get involved, and we're especially focusing on finding people 50 plus and, or as we like to say, 50 and better, because those of us in that age group have a lot of life experiences and skills and talents that we can give back to help our community. And that's kind of the purpose of the Encore Cleveland Initiative, is to really take the talents of people our age and focus them on helping our community. And throughout the Encore Initiative, which we're super happy to be a part of, along with several other local organizations, there's multiple ways to get engaged with that. Our role of course, is finding volunteers to help out. But there are also opportunities for paid employment for people over age 50. There's fellowship opportunities. And there's also a lot of work being done to help people create a new business or improve their own business if they're an entrepreneur. And basically what we're focusing is just trying to bring our talents of those of us who have lived a lot of life experiences and a lot of work experiences to help our community. One of the challenges that we've been facing the last few years was caused by the pandemic, and a lot of people stopped volunteering. And so we're working really hard to rebuild the number of volunteers that are helping in the community. And we're looking for new people to join Greater Clean Volunteers and to help out at various organizations or in one of the programs that we run that I talked about before. We need more help in our community. There's always increasing needs. There's lots of families that could use some help. And we need some more people who are willing to give their time to help out. So not only is volunteering helping the people that need the help, and it's also helping the organizations deliver their programs and services. There's a lot of research that is showing that people who volunteer regularly are healthier than those who do not volunteer. And this is especially true for volunteers age 50 and older. The research is showing us that they have better physical and mental health than people that don't volunteer. And one of the studies actually showed that regular volunteers live longer than people who don't volunteer. And that's for a variety of reasons. I'm sure, you're staying active and you're more engaged in the community. But volunteerism is also a great way to keep up or make new social connections, which helps with your mental health. As I mentioned before, social isolation is very detrimental to mental health, especially of older adults. So volunteering can help keep you active. You meet new people, you learn new things, you can share your skills and share your love in a particular area to help the community. It's also a great way if somebody's looking for work, volunteering can be a door opener for a new job. We've had several volunteers over the years that have volunteered at an organization, fell in love with it, the organization fell in love with them, and they ended up getting a full-time job or a part-time job working there because it's a new career for them that started by them volunteering their time to help. It also helps when people retire. You know, when we retire, a lot of times we're super happy to not have anything to do and to lay around for a while or go golfing every day or whatever you want to do. But after a while, I think people get bored and they want something meaningful to do. And when they're working, whether or not you love your job or not, you work together with a group of people. You're working towards a purpose, a goal. There's a sense of teamwork. You get to see people every day. And volunteering can help fill that void. If after you retire, you're feeling like you don't really have a sense of purpose or what are you going to do with your time? Volunteering is a great way to feel connected and work as a team with other volunteers to help with important projects. And it also has, there's been some research that has also shown that volunteering is very helpful to people who are going through challenging times. If you're having health issues and you're able to still volunteer, it's good for you to get out and continue to do that so you're not focusing on your problems. It's also a super way if someone loses their spouse and they're really going through the grieving and loss process to, get out and be with other people and to focus on helping others in need rather than dwelling on your own problems. And we've had several volunteers over the year who have shared that after their spouse died, they just didn't know what to do and were really feeling lonely. And so, started volunteering and that really helped fill that void in their life. We also have a lot of volunteers who over the years have shared with us, and these are volunteers of all ages, that if they're moving to the Cleveland area, a great way to meet new people and to learn about our community is to volunteer. You can learn about all sorts of different nonprofits and the services they deliver. You get to drive to all different parts of town and, you know, maybe be in neighborhoods you wouldn't normally go to. But it's a great way to meet new people too and to learn about our community. So there's many benefits to the volunteer themselves for giving of their time in addition to what they're doing to contribute to help the community. And if somebody wants to volunteer and they're not really sure where to start, we suggest that maybe helping at a one-time event is a good way to get started. We have over 50 one-time events every year that we're recruiting volunteers for. And if you're not sure if you want to volunteer or you don't have a lot of time available, you could give it a try by signing up to help at just a one-time event. These are often special events or fundraisers that different organizations have, and they're looking for teams of volunteers to come and help them that day. So it's a good way for you to get started volunteering, to learn about an organization that you might be really interested in and sort of check them out to see if it's a place you want to go regularly to help out. So there's so many different needs in our community. We have opportunities during the weekdays, the weekends, the evenings. We have remote volunteering opportunities, and we work really hard to try to match each volunteer with whatever works best for them based on their availability, their interests, their location, if they want to go somewhere close to home or they're willing to go across town. And that's what our program staff, spend time trying to make sure it's a good fit and a good match for each volunteer. So wherever that they end up serving is something that they're really going to enjoy. So I thought I'd share a few different opportunities that we're currently recruiting volunteers for and encourage your listeners to get in touch with us if they're interested in any of these. As I mentioned, we have a literacy tutoring program in the schools, and we're always looking for new volunteers. We provide all the training and the supplies that you would need and ongoing staff to help throughout the school year. And this would be for students in kindergarten through third grade. And it's in the Cleveland schools as well as the Euclid schools. We're also looking for volunteers to be mentors for first-time college students. And this is a neat opportunity if you went to college and you're passionate about your alma mater and you could be matched with a student who's going to that school and share your experiences and hear what it's like for them, you know, today being there, but also be a mentor for them, encouraging them to make it through and finish their degree. We're looking for volunteers to help in a whole bunch of different ways regarding helping address the hunger issue in our community. So we need volunteers to help cook and deliver meals to homebound people so they can have enough food to eat. We're looking for people who are willing to assist at different food banks and food pantries to sort donated food and package it up and give it to families that come by to get the food that they need. We're also looking for, in the summer months especially, to help to distribute fresh produce. There's a lot of organizations now in our area who are focusing on getting healthy food to low-income people that may not have access to the food in their community where they live. So we have a regular schedule throughout the summer months, pretty much every day of the week, where we're looking for volunteers to help distribute the fresh produce at a variety of different locations. We also work with the arts and culture organizations in town. So if someone's interested in, you know, being an usher at a theater or helping with the education program at a museum, we'd love to have them join us. We also need volunteers who are willing to coach and help people who are looking for work, help them update their resume, do practice interviewing with them, maybe help them find some places that they could go for a job interview, you know, so that they can get the employment that they need. We also work with several different organizations that are helping refugees moving to our community to resettle here. And volunteers can help teach them about our community, help them find transportation, maybe if they know another language, even help them to learn English, be a bilingual tutor. So a variety of needs to help the refugee families that are in our community. And so there's a lot of different ways that people can help, and that's just a few examples. But there's so many different needs, and just encourage people who want to give of their time to give us a call, get in touch with us, or look at our website. We do work with volunteers age 18 and older. So you don't have to be 50 plus to volunteer with us, although we are, you know, looking for volunteers 50 and older as well. So if someone wants to learn more, they can look at our website, which is greatercleveland volunteers.org. Or if they would prefer to speak with one of our program staff, they can give us a call at 216-391-9500. And one of our program staff will talk with them, find out their interests, their availability, and make suggestions of places that they could volunteer. So volunteering, as I mentioned, is good for our community. There's a need for more volunteers. It's also good for the volunteer themselves. So I encourage your listeners to join us in volunteering to help out our community and help themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy, for informing our listeners about the benefits of volunteering. You know, tell us again about how our listeners can find out more about your volunteer opportunities.
So probably the best way is to just look at our website, because on our website, we have a list of different opportunities people can look through, and it's sorted based on location or availability. And we also have a calendar of all of our one-time events on our website. So people can look at that information and sign up right on our website. There's just an online form to fill out. And again, that's greatercleavandvolunteers.org. If somebody doesn't want to go that route and doesn't want to use the website or technology, they can always pick up the phone and give us a call. And we'll ask similar questions. You know, what are your interests, availability? Where would you like to go? Are you passionate about a certain type of organization? And then we'll make referrals to the volunteer and connect them to the different organizations for the different opportunities.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were inspired or motivated to continue to your Encore.
Thank you, Claudia. I appreciate the opportunity.